72.
Kate Delaney, America Tonight, and boy, it is really about the red, white, and blue. I love the flag waving and wearing that I've been seeing all over the country. It's not just in New York and Washington, D.C. It's everywhere. What a couple of days it's been. The death of Osama bin Laden, still lots of questions, wondering about videotapes of his burial, photographs, and still who knew what in Pakistan in light of now finally justice for so many families who were walking around with heavy hearts and still will walk around with heavy hearts. But at least I feel as though there's somewhat a little bit of closure. And you've heard that if you've listened to any of the families who lost loved ones. Let's face it. Almost 10 years ago to the day. Fitting that this happened now. People are questioning the timeline. People are questioning the accuracy. Lots of question marks, but I think you really do have to pause and think about it for a second and think about it in a positive vein. Headlines screaming, Bin Laden dead. That was the most popular one. Just very simple. Bin Laden dead. Justice has been done. That was four words that were seen on many banners of the newspapers across the country. That was Obama telling Americans that. USA, 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 the big chant across the nation at the White House, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Crowds stayed into the morning light, just wanting to revel in the death of Osama bin Laden. All right, coming up this hour, we're going to talk about a lot of the ins and outs of what happened. Also, more reaction to what happened, including John Brennan, who made his way to the White House. He is the really right-hand man of the president when it comes to national security, or certainly one of them. He is a liaison with Homeland Security, etc. And Brennan, I thought, was pretty honest and what he told reporters for the most part, as he didn't spin his way into the typical corners that you hear coming out of the White House, you know, not letting some of the information out. I think he spilled a lot of the information. He talked about Pakistan. He talked about the fact that there was no big revelation. And he also talked about the thing that I thought of immediately, and I'm sure many of you did. Here he was, what, hiding in plain sight in a million-dollar compound? Here's Brennan.
People are referring to this as hiding in plain sight. Clearly, this was something that was considered as a possibility. We are looking right now at how he was able to hold out there for so long and whether or not there was any type of support system within Pakistan that allowed him to stay there. There wasn't one aha when people say, you know, okay, the DNA results came in. No, this is something that was building over time, and we made a decision then last night because we felt as though we were confident enough to go out to the American people and out to the world to say, we got them.
Yep, and absolutely, we did get them. Obama plans to visit New York on Thursday. He's going to meet with those families of those killed in the attacks. He's going to visit the World Trade Center site. It's being rebuilt. We call it Ground Zero. I've talked about my trips to Ground Zero and what that's like when you walk around it and you'll see memorials and tributes to many of the people and even a sign with some names listed on it. So just to recap, Bin Laden was shot in the head and chest during the operation on Sunday. He was buried at sea. The White House counterterrorism advisor, John Brennan, who you just heard there, said that despite intelligence that indicated that he was in the compound, there was no certainty that he was actually there when the president authorized the assault. Brennan told reporters in that briefing that I mentioned that it was a gutsy call for Obama to go ahead and pull the trigger. Dick Cheney, who was the vice president under George W. Bush, was just frothing at the mouth to get bin Laden, as you know, if you listen to any of his interviews. I thought he was pretty gracious in what he said, in talking about the current president, and also in reminding everybody, don't think that it's over. And, yeah, it takes a long time to pull these pieces together. Dick Cheney.
It's not just on one day you get a bang and you get Osama bin Laden. It's the kind of thing where an awful lot of people over a long period of time, thousands of them, have worked this case and worked these issues and followed up on the leads and captured bad guys and interrogated them and so forth. The administration clearly deserves credit for the success of the operation. It'd be a big mistake for us now to assume there that's taken care of, it's all over with. Al-Qaeda is a big organization. They're very active now in the Arabian Peninsula down in Yemen. There's every reason to believe there'll be further attacks attempted against the United States. And for us to spend so much time patting ourselves on the back because we got bin Laden that we miss the next attack would be a terrible tragedy.
I agree with Dick Cheney that I think, though, you need to revel in the moment. It's like sports teams, but then you need to move on. Move on and decide how you finish things up in Afghanistan, decide what you're going to do in Pakistan, and what Cheney mentioned there, Yemen, which has become the real hornet's nest of terror, and it's fractured groups. So if it's not a huge, I'll call it a conglomerate of Al-Qaeda, they're little fractured networks, the wannabes, the people who travel and do whatever they can to get to some of these terror camps to try to get in good, or I'll call them rogue operators who are part of the wannabe group, and they try to figure out what they can do. They get in touch with people connected to some of the splinter groups, and from there it spills out all over the place, and who knows? Cheney's right. You don't know what will happen next. Just for grins to tell you this at the top, because there are so many questions, I got a ton of emails about how can we be certain it was bin Laden. A DNA match confirmed that bin Laden was killed in the operation. John Brennan, who was asked about that naturally, said he was 99.9% sure. Then he was questioned about, why didn't you just say 100%? I'm thinking to myself, have you ever heard anyone say 100% and then it really is 100%? But there is a videotape. There are photographs. I really would be curious to see that videotape that should be released in the next couple of weeks. There are photographs of the body with the gunshot wound to the side of the head that shows the body to be that as recognizable of bin Laden. And there still is no decision on whether to release all of that and when and how. What I've been told through a source in the Pentagon is it's going to be released, but it's a question of when, letting the world absorb the death of bin Laden. All right, we're taking your phone calls next here on America Tonight, so hang on. We're doing that, and then plus more reaction on the death of Osama bin Laden. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, May 2nd, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $1552.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1591.61, $795.80 for a half ounce, or $397.90 for a quarter ounce. That's $1591.61, $795.80, and $397.90.
The Constitution and the Bill of Rights have been reduced to old relics politicians ignore, trample with their outlandish, overreaching policies. Your support for the Campaign for Liberty stands in the way of this insidious process. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I have teamed up with the Campaign for Liberty to offer the authentic proof quarter-ounce pure gold coin. For only $440 plus shipping, Midas will donate $100 to this incredible organization. Help fight big government by ordering your gold coin at 800-686-2237. You get to win twice by owning gold and fighting an overreaching government. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. We're talking about Osama bin Laden, his death, burial at sea, videotape to be released soon. That'll be a hot commodity. But of course, it's a freebie. Once it's out, it'll go viral, and that's it. Michael Bloomberg, the mayor of New York City, threw in his two cents as he held a press conference to let the world know what New York City thinks about the death of Osama bin Laden.
As of now, I'm happy to say there are no new immediate threats against our city. But there is no doubt that we remain a top target, and the killing of bin Laden will not change that. In the dark days that followed September 11th, we made a solemn commitment to the dead and to the living that we would bring to justice those responsible for killing more than 2,900 innocent people. Yesterday, Osama bin Laden found out that America keeps its commitments.
Yep, that was a commitment that finally was honored. All right, first man up, Sam, not in this country, but in Montreal. Hey, Sam, how are you?
How are you?
Good. Your reaction to bin Laden being cut down?
Well, here in Canada today, that was the front page news along with something else.
The hockey playoffs, right?
What? No, the election.
Oh, the elections. Oh, yeah, because Montreal, that's a sad tale, what happened in hockey there. So what was the deal in the election? Recap it quickly for us, because you got a bunch of Americans who are listening, and they're saying, what are we talking about Canadian elections on a bin Laden moment? But let's hear what happened.
Okay, it is now, a Stephen Harper majority government. He won 166 seats.
Oh, 166, but I thought people were unhappy and that was going to be a fractured deal. I guess not.
Where they made gains was in Toronto. In fact, Ken Dryden, the former hockey player, lost his seat. And here in Quebec, because everyone was frustrated with the party known as the Bloc Québécois. They had 44 seats when Parliament was dissolved. They're now down to 3. So the leader of the Bloc Québécois, a gentleman named Gilles Doucette tonight, announced that let's call a leadership convention because I'm not running the party anymore. So, with all due respect, I'm happy about Bin Laden, but, you know, for us people in Canada, this was a little more important, if you know what I mean. So, the NDP, they're now the Her Majesty's opposition, made gains here in Quebec. And also in Ontario as well. And there was one seat out in BC won by a party called the Green Party. They're like into recycling and the environment, that type of stuff. So
sure, like the name says. Yeah. When you're talking about the Queen and you're talking about Quebec,
yeah.
Any chance, you know, that whole debate about the English versus French, any chance the French ever really goes away or it's always going to be a split deal?
Well, look what happened here in Quebec today. I mean, in the election today, everyone was frustrated with the Bloc Québécois because all the Bloc gave a flying hockey puck about. I had to throw hockey in it. I just had to. was the Bloc Québécois. In fact, they were so Quebec when it came to, you know, being in the house, you know, living in Ottawa. They didn't. They lived over in Hull. That's how, how Quebec they were. And if people's predictions are right, if there's a provincial election held here in Quebec again, it could be the Parti Québécois winning. And they're probably going to say to Harper, all right, you want to stay in Canada? Give us this. You know, they're going to be playing, I don't know what the word I'm looking for is, but they're going to say, you want to stay in Canada? Give us, you know, start giving us stuff, you know, so. Welcome to Canadian politics. And like I said, Ken Dryden lost his seat tonight. And in conservative rich Alberta, the New Democratic Party won one seat. When I was looking at the results, I was looking like, what's wrong with this picture? And like I said in my writing, the conservative candidate was his daughter and son-in-law lived next door to me. He finished second, but he fought a good fight, you know, even though I didn't vote for him. He fought a good fight, so he shouldn't be ashamed. And it was interesting. So now we won't have to worry about an election for at least the next 4 years.
There you go. And
yeah.
Stephen Harper is pretty tight with Barack Obama.
Oh, yeah.
I bet you they've already talked about Bin Laden. If not, a call would be placed soon because what I understand is a lot of world leaders are calling Obama naturally to talk about the Bin Laden scenario.
Right.
Since it does affect Al-Qaeda, terrorism, etc., does affect all of us as we're all thrown in it together.
Okay, now one question. Next year's election, if... I don't know who's going to be Obama's opponent, and you've probably heard more about this than I have. Will this help him get reelected?
I think right now it helps, but the problem is the election isn't tomorrow. You still have a long road before we get to the election. The economy is always going to play a big part in it, but I think this does help Barack Obama. Certainly, for some people who aren't happy with some of the things that have happened during his administration, it might wash that away. Salam and Sam, we've got a lot of people lined up who want to talk about Bin Laden. Thanks for checking in with us and actually updating us. Because it's interesting to talk about politics across the border, and Sam has enlightened some of us on, you know, how they vote and how many times they voted. So as he said, because Harper cleared the board, you're looking at not until another 4 years. That sounds familiar, doesn't it? Rick in Illinois, hello.
Hello, Kate. The Republicans might as well run as Donald the Clown with Michelle Bachmann for his running mate. Ain't nobody else gonna beat him, so. And ain't no good Republicans gonna get up, try running against him.
I think I had a discussion with somebody, a Republican today in Washington, a strategist, and I said, boy, what happens here? And, of course, they're going to put a good spin on it, but you're right. People who have some juice, who have the means to get others, you know, some of the Republicans to hold fundraisers for them and all that sort of stuff, are kind of going to be gun-shy because of the bin Laden thing. Because who goes up against Barack Obama with a bin Laden card?
Like I said, they might as well run Donald the Clown and Joe Bachman. But you watch his speech last night?
I watched the whole thing, yes, and we played it on the air, yeah.
You watch him when he walked away from the podium?
Yeah.
Where he turned into the door, he clicked his heels?
You noticed that, huh?
You didn't notice that?
I did notice it because somebody replayed it today.
Anyway, have you seen that picture with the Statue of Liberty? The Statue of Liberty lady still holding that torch. She's holding Obama's head.
No, I didn't see that.
The caption says, game over.
Yeah.
It's going across the internet, I guess.
So. Yeah. Photoshop, they'll have to check that out. There's a lot of crazy Photoshop stuff out there, yeah?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of stuff going to be going on there. But. Well, my hat's off to the Navy SEALs. You know, they're just something else. They're just well-trained groups, I guess.
Yeah, oh, no kidding. They were, you know, here's what happened with the Navy SEALs. Speaking of well-trained, they were training for this operation, training, this very small band of them, and they weren't told very many details at all about what it was until, boom, they were in the middle of it because of the fear of anything at all getting out, the secrecy thing.
And they want to spill the beans, but I just want the same ones that killed those Somali pirates last year or Somalia, so the same group.
I'll tell you what, they have to be precision-type operators because one miss or any kind of a tell sign, bin Laden's gone from there. You know, somebody said to me today, why didn't he have armed guards around the compound? Well, of course, satellite photos would show that, which would alert anyone to, well, there's somebody who's here. If this whole place is surrounded by armed people, but there wasn't, if he had gotten a warning, he would have gotten out. What is really curious is that nobody in the neighborhood, you think of the bounty that was on his head, nobody in that neighborhood knew bin Laden was there? I seriously doubt it. All right, we're taking more calls, plus more reaction on the flip side here on America Tonight.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing Mother's Day special. A beautiful bouquet of 24 assorted Mother's Day roses with a free glass vase, plus a free box of chocolates, all for just $29.99. Just visit ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 400. These 24 assorted Mother's Day roses are bursting with color. They're the perfect way to show all the moms in your life how much you appreciate them. 24 assorted roses, guaranteed to stay beautiful for at least 7 full days, plus a free glass vase and a free box of chocolates, all for just $29.99. But hurry, this special offer ends Friday. Mother's Day is this Sunday, and it's your last chance to take care of Mom. The only way to get your last chance Mother's Day offer is to visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 400. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code 400.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game.
It is all about love right now. The last couple of days here in the United States, I think, and elsewhere too, lots of reaction to the death of Osama bin Laden. And the president at a Medal of Honor ceremony at the White House really focused on that, but brought it back around to bin Laden, because here it was on the heels of a very late night on Sunday into Monday. People were clamoring for more from the president, and here's what he had to say.
This is a good day for America. Our country has kept its commitment to see that justice is done. The world is safer. It is a better place because of the death of Osama bin Laden.
Yep, the world is a better place. No matter what, the whole bin Laden question, blaming it on bin Laden, the hunt for bin Laden, all that is kaput. Whatever your political leanings, whatever you think of the details of what happened and when are the photographs released and when is the videotape released and connecting everything that happened in Pakistan and who covered up what and why did it take so long. And I mean, there's a zillion questions. I get it. But no matter what, the one big question over where in the world is bin Laden, that is dead. That is answered. That is gone. No longer part of the vernacular. When are we going to get bin Laden? Something that we don't even have to think about. Jeff in Oregon, you have the floor. Hello.
Hey, Kate, what do you think? I just met a professional soccer player this past weekend.
Well, first of all, now wait a second. How can you just overlook the bin Laden question? What was the reaction where you lived to the death of bin Laden?
I'm originally from where Dearborn, Michigan, Kate, where the original, they all hang out.
They all hang out. But wait a second. Now, there's a difference when we're talking about Islamic terrorists and jihadism and all of that versus, you know, that Dearborn, Michigan has a high, as you said, you're from there, Muslim population. But certainly, Jeff, you don't think that all those people are connected to a terrorist organization, right?
We don't know yet. The federal government's going to look into that. And you know that's number two outside Israel, right there in Michigan?
I do know that, absolutely. Yeah. All right, so you didn't have just your personal reaction to it. What was your personal reaction?
I was jumping up and down. My brother is in the National Guard.
There you go. See, your brother's in the Guard, so huge. I'm sure he had something to say about that too as well.
Well, he's happy. He told me, even I called the mayor today, and they're happy in Dearborn, Michigan, they got him too.
Yeah.
They all celebrated last night, he told me, to tell you.
That they all celebrated, of course. Absolutely. Yeah. I heard the same thing. I heard the same thing in Detroit that was happening. I mean, pretty much anywhere there were people that were celebrating.
And this last weekend, I met a professional soccer player.
Who was the soccer player?
He plays for Las Vegas. Their coaches, they were talking to me. Brand new soccer league they got in Portland. They just started.
Really?
Professional, yes.
Yeah, soccer is an interesting sport in the United States. There's people who just absolutely inhale soccer. And then
they call
people...
them, Portland's called the Timbers, Kate.
Yeah. They have FC Dallas. I've been to several games in Dallas. L.A. has the Galaxy. Of course, the whole David Beckham thing. There is certainly interest in soccer, but
it's... Salt Lake one.
I don't know the name of the Salt Lake one.
And what do you think of the Red Wings?
What do I think of the Red Wings? Listen, I'm still trying to get over my Flyers in overtime losing to Boston, so now they're in a 0-2 hole in their series. I can hardly believe it. But, you know, the Red Wings are a team that you cannot count out. Absolutely. Jeff, thanks for the call. Boy, we zig and zag all over the place with Jeff. And you never know where he's going to go. He's always meeting somebody interesting, though. He's a Special Olympian. And because of that, he has a lot of those brushes with fame, which, by the way, starting at the tail end of the week, we're going to do brushes with fame. And every week, we will give away a prize for the best brush with fame. Let's see. Al is listening to us across the border in Canada. Let's go to Al. Hey, Al.
Yeah, hi, Kate. Yesterday, the good guys won. Obama crushed Osama, right?
That's right.
Good riddance to Osama. And today, the right crushed the left up here in Canada. Did you hear that Prime Minister Harper has just won a huge victory? He crushed the Liberal Party and the Socialists. We have a Socialist. We have a party called the New Democratic Party, which is a Socialist Party, and they now are the second biggest party in the House. But Prime Minister Harper won a huge majority, and there's a lady from Chicago is going to take over Canada eventually. She won. The lady from Chicago, who is the leader of our Green Party, she won a seat in the House of Commons, so she is she'll be in there talking about the environment all the time. But I think it's kind of a good thing. There are no members of the Green Party in the House, are there, in the states, are there?
No, not in our legislature federally. There isn't. There's been a push for that. Ralph Nader is a big green guy, and there's others, but no. Uh-uh.
Yeah, and you know, one thing I really find unusual about the killing of Osama bin Laden is all of these liberals and that are opposed to the death penalty, and you know, you shouldn't execute murderers and you know, mass murderers and that kind of thing. They seem to all be applauding. Have there been any of these anti-death penalty, anti-capital punishment people outraged over the killing of Osama bin Laden in the States?
There probably isn't some private conversations, but nobody's come out with a big stick and said that they didn't want to see this, or they haven't come out against that, no.
Yeah, and so that proves that they are in favor of the death penalty. They're in favor of the death penalty for Osama bin Laden, but they're not in favor of the death penalty for somebody who murders a bunch of other people. They're not in favor of somebody who murders murderers in other cases then. So they've got kind of selective support for the death penalty, in other words.
Maybe. Listen, Al, thanks for the call. I'm a pro-death penalty person, as you know. But I think in the mix of the bin Laden story, it doesn't really have its place because bin Laden, as the story goes, from what we understand and what we have been told anyway, is you have these Navy SEALs, they go in, they shoot bin Laden. His wife, and that's what I want to know more about that story, his wife was used as a human shield. He was killed. He had a chance to come out. He had a chance to not be shot and killed. And he chose to obviously fight. So that's what happened. If you believe all of that, then he had a chance to be captured rather than come away killed. So that's much different scenario than death penalty. That's a strange analogy. I don't think you can use that in the case of bin Laden, especially, like I said, if you listen to the details of what happened there, that the U.S. forces go in, they killed him. It's been almost 10 years. The wife is the human shield, so she died. You know, the key thing here is, and I said it in last night's show, nobody can really talk about these civilian casualties. Imagine if they had used a drone. So the woman jumps in front. He uses her to stop whatever's coming his way, but it doesn't work, and she's killed too, of course. But there was no drone action, so they can't blame it and say there was on the drones and there's civilian casualties. And I mean, this really was an incredible operation if you think about it, because there he is in plain sight in this compound. So many things could have gone wrong. Somehow it could have gotten out. It could have leaked out. The people around the neighborhoods, getting into that neighborhood, getting in, getting out with the body of Osama bin Laden. Just an incredibly well done job by the Navy SEALs. The whole execution of this thing, in my opinion, was exactly what needed to happen. And Saudi Arabia had the chance to take bin Laden's body. They didn't want it. Because what do you think? They didn't want his body. He's a Saudi originally, right? Why don't they want his body? Because he becomes a martyr. So since nobody that was contacted, in particular Saudi Arabia, didn't want to take bin Laden in, so to speak, that saved, I think, a huge hassle of what would have been disastrous if there was a grave site for Osama bin Laden. So this worked to the favor of the United States, and that's why, you know, the people who are doubting what happened, the release of the videotape, the photographs, what other things were confiscated in that compound. That's the other part of it. What do you think they found of Osama bin Laden that can perhaps talk about other things that were coming up or details on things that happened in the past? I mean, who knows? Hard drives, all that kind of stuff, that was all confiscated when they went in and they went out. Can you imagine? All right, we're taking more calls on the flip side. 800-259-5791.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about ExtendoVite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now, My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. What a huge couple of days in the United States and elsewhere. We're talking about the death of Osama bin Laden. Here's what I have. What is the one question to you? What is the question you want to know? Because there's a lot of questions flying around. Okay, woo, we're celebrating. But what's the one question you want to know? Here's mine. Can we leave Afghanistan? Can we leave now? Is it okay to bolt now? Because we've been talking about this troop drawdown. So now you have bin Laden's death. Boy, this gives the president, I think, an open lane to pull the troops out now. Let's say by the end of the summer. Because that was the whole justification for the war in Afghanistan. Dismantling Al-Qaeda and really getting Osama bin Laden. That was the goal. So I think my question is, when are we leaving Afghanistan? What do you think is the big question that needs to be answered in light of Osama bin Laden's death, or the one that you want to know the answer to? 800-259-5791. Here's John Brennan. because he was, of course, well-briefed and right in the middle of this whole thing, as he is top dog security guy, right-hand liaison to the president. And he talked about the whole theory of cutting off the head of the snake and what about putting up a fight, and there was concern about would Americans or others be killed in getting Osama bin Laden, going into this neighborhood and being able to get him, whether it's dead or alive. Here's what Brennan said earlier in the day.
We were not going to put our people at risk. The president put a premium on making sure that our personnel were protected, and we were not going to give bin Laden or any of his cohorts the opportunity to carry out lethal fire on our forces. I think the accomplishment that very brave personnel from the United States government were able to realize yesterday is a defining moment in the war against al-Qaeda, the war on terrorism, by decapitating the head of the snake known as al-Qaeda. The concern was that bin Laden would oppose any type of capture operation. Indeed, he did. It was a firefight. He, therefore, was killed in that firefight, and that's when the remains were removed.
So, Brennan, the White House counterterrorism chief, talking to reporters at a huge White House press briefing. They do one daily. But this was standing room.
Osama bin Laden is dead. May he rot in hell. This is Roger Madden, and this is what I think. The sun was down, and the day finally finished its cruel work. The evening air, which should have been crisp and jolting as a harbinger of fall, was filled with flecks of toasted-tasting human dust, which grabbed at my throat. On this bitterly quiet but disturbing evening, still September 11th, 2001, I began to see something in those faces of my neighbors on the Upper West Side which I had never seen before. I saw on their faces the deep and abiding sadness of one who anticipates the untimely death of a loved one, as if the cherished companion of a lifetime had passed permanently from this world. But the beloved cherished companion for whom my neighbors grieved was no living personage that walked these streets. It was rather a political philosophy held, cuddled, and defended for over a century. They were grieving for what they now knew was inevitable, the death of socialism. But you may ask, what does socialism have to do with Islamofascism? Socialism and Islamofascism passionately share a deep and abiding hate for individual freedom, a desire to control human beings, and a violent focus upon any person or institution that contradicts this philosophic and dogmatic belief system. On that September 11th, those who supported socialist principles for the first time understood this connection. It is now 10 years later, and the fight against socialism and Islamofascism continues. Osama bin Laden is dead, and Americans rejoice. But we cannot rest until these two related evil philosophies die with him. This is Roger Madden, and that's what I think.
All right, Roger Madden on the money with an interesting take in the wake of Osama bin Laden. And you heard Brennan there before that talking about cutting off the snake of the... cutting off the head of the snake. Don is listening to us in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Hey, by the name that Real Salt Lake is the name of the soccer team.
All right, there you go.
And I told you last week they were playing that big game.
Yes.
Against Monterey, they lost 1-0.
Yeah.
First time in 39 games they had lost at home. Go figure, huh?
What are the crowds like there, though? Is soccer really that big?
Yeah, 21,000. They filled the stadium.
That's not bad.
So that's how it holds. So they got a little bit. They got quite a bit of following. They got a little bit of following, but KSL interviewed 12 people, and only 2 people even knew who they were, and those 2 only 1 knew that they were had quote they got some big game coming up. But anyway, I don't pay attention much to the news on the weekend, but a lot of stuff going on, the royal wedding, and then the John Paul gets beatified or whatever it is they call it there in Catholicism. And then big surprise when I first thought I had is, oh, gosh, I got to apologize to Kate now. When I heard about Obama, I mean, not Obama, Osama bin Laden.
Crazy.
I've been telling you for years that the dude's dead in the mountain somewhere. And you know, hey, I'm one that always admits I'm wrong, Kate, you know. So, you know, I thought they were using him as a ghost to keep this war going. And you bring up the interesting question now, which is the reason why I thought they were keeping the ghost going, is the fact that, you know, we pull out, what happens again? Same thing happened when the Soviet Union left. You know, a bunch of radicals take over. Taliban reinserts itself. Al-Qaeda stays alive there. It's an interesting question to ponder. You know, we spent a lot of money, lost a lot of soldiers there. Amazing. The thing that was just amazing about this raid is that we didn't lose anybody. You know, I think they had four guys that were shooting at them or whatever. And
nobody died. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, these still guys know exactly, you know, they're tough hombres. I don't think you want to be messing with them. But, another thing, point I was, you know, wanted to make or share with you is that, you know, it's interesting that, you go back to the whole argument of why bin Laden did what he did. You know, United States 1989 goes, or 1990 goes into, puts U.S. troops in Saudi Arabia, and, you know, because the king permits it. And at that time, I was pretty ticked off at Papa Bush. You're not really respecting their, you know, Muslim feelings towards their holy land, you know. And of course, that was one of the main reasons bin Laden did what he did. Not saying that he was right, what he did, of course. You don't attack innocent children and people. But at the same time, it's just consequences, and it's important to make sure you got the right people that are making the right decisions to, you know, in Washington to, because there's always consequences that are going to fall from it, you know. A lot of people think we picked the fight, you know. If we just stay out of Saudi Arabia, maybe 9/11 never happens. You know, so I don't know. I'm not trying to justify anything of what they've done. I mean, these people have been going around the Muslim world calling it their own people, you know, in the name of their distorted view of Islam.
Well, you just said it there, and it's a distorted view. Don, we're up against it. We're going to end on that note. You know, bin Laden's death doesn't really mean it's over. Let's face it, because the threat of terrorism is not going to be lifted anytime soon. But it's still, at least these couple of days, can we take a breath and soak it all up? Can we just do that for once here in America?